Today's violence took place mostly in Sunni-populated areas. The Shiite Muslim areas of southern Iraq were spared. In one key city, Najaf, the U.S. military is racing to rebuild the local police force.
A rebellion in Najaf ended just a few weeks ago. Militiamen loyal to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr swept through the city in April, seizing government buildings and police stations. Iraqi police were outgunned and walked off the job.
Then, earlier this month, Sadr's militia began to leave Najaf. The Iraqi police came back to work, and the U.S. began to pour money and equipment into Najaf's security services. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
There are 8 new computers and radio gear in the Joint Cooperation Center, a fancy title for a small room in Najaf's battered city hall. But it describes a new military relationship as June 30th approaches, says U.S. Army Major George Sarabi, as he monitors computers connected to Najaf's police stations.
And what we're trying to do is we're trying to integrate and synchronize the Iraqi police, the Iraqi National Guard, and the American forces, as the American forces take a step back and let the Iraqis take control of security issues.
An Iraqi National Guard unit in new camouflage uniforms trains at a U.S. military base a few miles away. In the past few months, the 2nd Armored Division has pumped $12 million into Najaf's economy, spent $500,000 upgrading police equipment and training, set up lines of communication to fulfill the commitment to consult if security deteriorates and American commanders want their troops to step in. Colonel Richard Longo.
It's ready to go. The question is, I know what we're going to do, and I know what the good Iraqis are going to do. What I don't know is what the not-so-good people are going to do.
Colonel Longo, with the 1st Infantry Division, will take over this operation in the critical days ahead.
Or the 30th, the same day as the transfer of sovereignty. That's a little scary.
However, June 30th will be different than April, says Colonel Longo, when Najaf's police force walked off the job rather than face a militia that controlled their town.
Look at now. In April, the police didn't have weapons. And so we wonder, why did they not stand up to the militia?
At the central police station, there are new cars in the parking lot. Some of the officers wear tight blue body armor. They've asked for more. And one bulky Iraqi policeman cradles a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. A patrol unit has arrested 2 men who are dragged into the station house. The police say they are militia members loyal to Muqtada Sadr, the cleric who seized this town for almost 2 months. The bulk of his fighters have left, but U.S. officers say there are 50 to 70 hardcore members still at the mosque in downtown Najaf. The U.S. military here has determined it's too politically sensitive to move them out and are leaving that to the Iraqi police. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.